Hi, my name is Andrew Goins, and I'm an investment manager here at Brinker Capital. Thanks for joining me for this week's Investment Insights podcast. On the eve of Donald Trump's inauguration, it seems appropriate to recap his impacts on the market over the last few months and how he's influenced our outlook going forward. After an initial reaction of fear, Trump's victory quickly brought about a new hope for U.S. economic growth. The morning after the election through the middle of December, we saw strong gains across domestic equities, particularly within small caps and financials, which were up over 18% over that period, while defensive stocks struggled during that period. Within fixed income, the yield on the 10-year Treasury moved from 1.85% up to 2.61%, where it peaked on December 15th, which resulted in a negative 3.08% return for the Barclays Aggregate Bond Index over that period. While internationally, we saw a sell-off in emerging markets and more muted negative returns for developed markets, given the uncertainty around trade policies under the new administration. But as we are all aware, markets move based on expectations and have a history of getting ahead of themselves. At some point, in the midst of all the excitement, rational investors will take a step back and wonder whether we have gone too far too fast. This sums up pretty well where we've been the last month. Since December 15th, we've seen investors pause, and they seem to be in a holding period waiting for more clarity. Up to this point, nothing had actually changed. Trump's policies were still only proposed. But over the last month, we've seen a small recovery in fixed income markets, with the Barclays Aggregate Bond Index up a little over 1% through yesterday, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury retracing back to 2.44%. And although the broader markets are still up over the last month, we've seen negative returns from some of the biggest beneficiaries of the Trump rally, including financials and small cap value stocks. As a result, people are now beginning to ask, is the Trump rally coming to an end? Is all of the potential upside already priced in? And although we'd like to think we know the answers to these questions, the one thing we are confident in is that we expect higher volatility across the markets and interest rates going forward as investors cling to Trump's every word. As an example, tax reform has been one of the most highly anticipated policy changes on Trump's agenda. Trump's lack of focus on this topic during his first press conference on January 11th resulted in a quick, albeit short-lived, drop in the markets as investors accepted that lower tax rates are very unlikely to be an early 2017 reality. Despite all of these uncertainties and higher expected volatility, we still believe that risk assets will continue to outperform, but the move won't be linear. The end result of Trump's reflationary policies should be higher profitability for corporate America and higher economic growth, which is supportive of risk assets. But in periods of higher volatility, with the markets expected to react quickly to every headline out of Washington, we encourage our clients to remain focused on the long term and try to tune out all the noise. Thanks again for joining me for this week's Investment Insights podcast.